It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What is up, dude?
Well, there was ice on my window this morning. I feel like I always start these shows talking about weather.
How's the weather?
Yeah, buddy. Because it always stresses me out unless it's really, really good.
You know who I bumped into today? Eric Trombley.
Oh, Tromblers.
Yeah, so I went into Sourdough and Van Horn, grab a Rockstar. We both drink Rockstars today. So I grabbed a Rockstar. Normally I'm a Red Bull guy. And as I'm walking in, Eric's walking out. I gave him a quick fist bump because I could tell he was also in a hurry. And then I texted him later. I was like, man, it's good to see you. And he was like, are you ready for winter? I was like, physically, kind of. Emotionally, absolutely not.
Yeah. I will say my social media scrolling and like my YouTube video choices as of late, I'm going in that deep dive, man. I'm
back for snow machine.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
going back in the snow machine, and I'm like, man, I'm ready. I just want to go ride so bad.
Quick story with since we're talking about Eric Trombley, he and I went to the mountains. I think it was 2 years ago, and he was heading straight up the hill, pointing straight up, and I seen him starting to lose steam, and he's got like an 1100 turbo, I think that's all modded out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he just found a hole or something, but I just see the big rooster tail blow out, and I was like, all right, he lost steam, I'm going to go save him. So then I go and I high mark above him because it was steep. There was no, like, stopping. So I went up above him, and then I was going to come down and just try to stop beside him so I can help him dig out. Well, my skis found the same hole that he was in, and so our sled's like
locked in
like
kind of like a scissor
lack yeah. of better words, just nose to nose locked in. Now we're really stuck.
Yeah
So anyway, we got some good photos and it was
good bonding time.
Extra difficult to dig both sleds out.
Nice.
But anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. And I don't know, I'm torn. I've never really experienced good riding in Cantwell. I want to experience that this year.
Like some, like deep powder boondocking, like in the trees or?
Yeah, well, just every time I've gone to Cantwell, it's overcast. Mm. And then we ride in like super technical. I don't ever go ride with people in my riding skill level. They're always like way better than me. So they take me places that's like, I don't really enjoy.
Mm.
I'm not just out, like when we went, you know, last time we went to Summit for Arctic Man, it's like there's a lot of stuff that you guys went and played on that I'm like, I'm not doing that. But then like one hill over, I'm like, well, I'm going
to
go right
here. There's plenty to do. Yeah, you can find any like spot to play, and there's like every, I guess, skill level can find somewhere to play.
Yeah.
Just stay out of the creek.
Right. Yeah. At all costs. Especially when it's like a 6-foot drop and you're just there. Yeah, Cantwell's been fun. Like, I've had fun in Cantwell, and it's been deep. But it's just never been that great of an experience, and everybody loves Cantwell. So I'm just like, yeah. I mean, I'd like to experience that to make me like it. I just haven't.
Yeah, we'll have to make that a priority. Do you have ice scratchers?
Yeah.
I wonder how our sleds would do. Like, I've never, like, trail rode my sled, really. Well, maybe I have. Just put them things down and rip, but, like,
Mine still likes to overheat.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because I got quads last year, so we started venturing out on, like, different trails. And we found trails that go, like, 40 miles back into, like, some cabins that you can, like, rent from the state. Like, you can log in and, like, reserve these cabins and go back in there and stay there. But you can get to them in quads in the summer, but it'd be kind of a cool ride in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, like, mountaintop trails and, like, be kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I've never really ventured into like state trails back by like White Mountains and stuff like that. I've never done that. I've always just gone mountain riding. Like Summit's always been.
It'd be another good group bonding experience as a shop, I think. I think we touched on what our plan was, but we haven't talked about the aftermath of our last group bonding experience.
We did. I think. Yeah. No. I think you're right. I think we did talk about going, like, and
we were going to go, and now that we've gone,
yeah, Airsoft Battlegrounds.
And yeah.
Let me tell you, if I were a soldier, my whole group on my side dead from friendly fire. It's just airsoft, but like you're so on edge. Like, I was like, I guess afraid to get shot. That you come around every corner, first thing that moves, you're just lighting up. You're
like a rookie police officer,
bro. Like I felt like I think I shot everybody on my team at least one time.
Oh, you're right. You're just like strung out, fingers on the trigger, safety is off.
Yeah.
You're like, and just light it up.
And it's just airsoft, but it's like the mindset, man. You're like, I'm going to die.
Well, I mean, and yeah, it's funny because there were actual soldiers there. And like every time I would see them, I mean, their guns in the air and they're like, dead man walking, dead man walking. Like everybody's dead all the time. I was like, we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I think there was no organization where it's like.
The team had no organization.
Yes. So if you were.
To clear a path.
Exactly. If you were clearing an area. I know where my team is at all times. We move as a unit. We clear every corner, and then we make it to the other side.
No, it's a like, free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all, and everybody just splits up. So then you're like, who's on my team and who's not? And then you start getting shots. So you just start shooting everything. And it was fun, but
it was definitely good.
Like, we need work.
The whole crew definitely had fun.
Yeah.
They took it better than I expected, too, just shooting each other.
And it's like I've done paintball, and – I don't know. This is like it hurts enough to where there's incentive to not get shot.
Paintball hurt worse. I think.
Paintball hurt worse?
Yeah.
Then? Okay.
I think so. But I don't know. All my experience, like I'm not gonna lie, not that much with paintball. And every time I got shot with a paintball, it was in a head.
Mm.
Headshot. Without a helmet. So it's like not on.
Well,
head.
there's a woman there that decided to show up in like yoga pants. So it said, like, in the debriefing to make sure you're wearing, like...
jeans?
Like, just baggy clothing to where when you get whacked, it's not, like, a sting.
Like skin.
And it's, like, anybody who got shot in the hand, I mean, we're all welts bleeding, arms bleeding, and then...
Well, I was just thankful I had the gloves that I did. Even though they were, like, thin, like, riding gloves, I got shot in the hand, and I got a good bump and a welt, but, like, all you guys were bleeding, and it caught me in the knuckle. Like, it should have been bad, but because I was wearing that glove, I think it was okay.
But it's like, I mean, I guess anybody listening that wants to go do airsoft, it's like, you have a face mask. I would recommend buying your own because then it won't be scratched and it won't fog and, like, all these things. Like, being able to see is important. So, I would, like, there's actually people on our team that invested in their own masks. Like, as soon as we left, they were on Amazon buying their own stuff.
Well, it's like anything. The rental equipment is decent. You can always do better if you just have your own.
But, like, I mean, when you get hit, it stings about as long as it takes to, like, walk back and reset. So it's like you're not going to have, like, lasting damage or lasting, like, effects.
Unless you wear yoga pants, probably.
Yeah, then you're messed up for a week or two.
Yeah. Not a good scenario. But... yeah, no, it was good. It's definitely good team building, and they enjoyed it, so it was well worth it.
And it was a great, like a great time for that to happen because I feel like the season has hit us where everybody is making sure they get in for their maintenance and auto repair, like to where our store is becoming especially busy, like it's that season.
Yeah.
So it's like being in good spirits with everyone on your team, and like we had that release, I guess, to like go and have fun as friends, and now we're all like working hard again, and it's like we all got each other's backs. We're communicating. You know, we worked on stuff for like 3 hours this morning, and we have another like training opportunity tomorrow with our sales staff, and just working very hard with our people to make sure that we provide like the best automotive experience we can.
Mm. No, for sure. And I mean, a lot of that comes from the internal relationships that they have built with communication and just working effectively.
Mm-hmm.
That translates into the client's experience for sure. So,
yeah. And I guess just the growth of our store, like, you know, it's ever evolving. Some of our processes that were in place at the beginning needed to be tweaked or changed at this scale. Like, we have 2 full-time advisors now and a front counter assistant. So it's like that dynamic, like who's picking up what jobs now to make it flow better, make the communication with our clients better. the shop flow. Like, we have more volume now than we ever have. So it's just making sure we're on point so nothing's missed.
Yeah. No, it's definitely vital. So on a lighter note, though, upcoming events for us. I was going to say, so I know, are we going to do a live show again this year? Do you think we should do, like...
Yeah, I think the live show will happen. So we go to SEMA. This will be our third year going.
My second. Okay. Your third. Yeah. I was able to make it.
Second and third year at SEMA. There's always a business conference, that quarterly, like, coaching event we go to. And they're always, like, the same week or just a few days off. And this is the coaching event that I always miss because it, like, overlaps a little bit.
Yeah. And I've gone every year. And that's why I miss SEMA. Because, like, the first year I was like, well, I'll go to the coaching thing. You go to SEMA. And then I think I did both last year. And then this year I'm just going to go.
You did do both last year? What was that like?
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. So because the training usually happens on a Monday and Tuesday, so I can come back. And then I was home for a week, and then I left. But this time it's a day apart.
Yeah, now it's going to be. There's no way.
And so it's
I like don't want to be out of the store for 2 weeks or away from my kids for that long.
That's the thing that gets me. It's being away from my kids. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be away from my family for that long.
Like 3-4 days in Vegas, get back, whatever. But like back-to-back events, like that's why I always miss this this business.
This training.
Training, yeah.
So... But no, so yeah, upcoming events, SEMA. I'm pretty pumped. I think just like looking at all of the stuff that they have going on this year, I don't think I'm going to try and see it all. Like last year, I just wanted to see it all. This year, I'm going to like focus on what I want to see. And like, I do want to see more of things that I'm interested in instead of like going to like, and it's like we were together, so it's like going and seeing some like the overland stuff or whatever it's called. Like, you really wanted to see those campers, and it's like it's cool.
It is. That's all it is, though.
But it's like I would honestly, and it's like if I miss some of the show, I guess like I got to live with that. But it's like, man, some of the like the horsepower rodeo stuff, like the live events that are happening, those are almost like the best part.
Yeah, and I think we caught a good portion. Did we miss?
We did.
Is there anything specific you missed that?
So like, I mean, there was a couple things that I missed that I really wanted to see. Like, they had the twin, like I think it's a twin Hayabusa powered like drift cart type deal, and that thing like does burnouts and wheelies and like all kinds of crazy stuff. And it was out there, and it was a day that I think we were looking for the taxi garage guys, and so which is fine. Like, honestly, I'd rather see the people than the show. But it's like, we didn't even find them and we missed the show. And I was just like, man, we could have just been outside and just
dang.
But it is what it is. But this year I'm going to try to just really just take in the things that I want to see this year and experience the show and not try and see it all. Cause it's huge. I don't think you're ever going to see
it all. Well, you can, I mean, unless we're looking at getting, you know, maybe we can talk to the hunter guys and upgrade like our alignment machine or like that type of stuff. But if it's like there's a whole hall of body and paint, just skip right over it.
Yeah.
For us anyway.
Right.
You know, tires. It's like, yeah. I mean, cool. There's Baja tires. Like, there's a whole hall of just tire stuff. It's like, yeah, I'll probably skip that one too. But yeah, the horsepower rodeo stuff, like, that's all cool to see. There's also like different things you can sign up for, classes, I guess. So they're like, there's also growth that can be had at these things. Taxi garage will be in the Burnyard again this year. So 3 years now. Yeah. So the first year they were in, like, in it, actually part of the show. Second year they weren't. Now they are again.
That's cool.
So,
yeah. So I think it's just like anything. The first time you do something, it's a little overwhelming when it's something like that big. And I don't care what I tell you, like, my involvement and my own like passion for my hobby of like cars and trucks, like, while my daily involvement in that hobby has decreased significantly, and my like drive to just like constantly be messing with my trucks and like doing that thing has decreased significantly. Like, my hobby is like my family. Like, I enjoy hanging out with my kid and doing stuff like that. So I haven't really been like doing anything with my bag truck or doing anything with that part of my life. But man, let me tell you, when I go to SEMA and like the idea of like seeing these cars and like going to the car show and seeing these things, like I'm excited. So it's like I really just want to experience it a little bit slower pace this year. Cause like when I think back, I just feel like I was walking on a mission to just see it all.
Get it. Yeah. Get it under. Yeah. It's just, it's too much. Just pick and see what you want to do. Go to the classes you want to go to. But re-sparking your like love for the industry, I think is pretty cool. That's a good idea. Just like when you're not a business owner, that's all you can think about is like, man, what I would do to just get in there. And it's like, now that we have that ticket, like just, yeah, I guess just make sure you're getting everything out of it that you want to.
Yeah. And I'm excited. It's the first time my wife will have been to the show. So it's like, I want to make sure she enjoys it. And so it's like, I'm not going to go into it with any pre-planned ideas other than just to enjoy it and make it enjoyable. Cause it's a lot. Mm-hmm. Like it's a big freaking show. So.
Yeah. Was it 2 weekends ago? So like anybody that's listening, like it's kind of sharing a little bit of our like nerdy side, but like we've been into Pokemon cards for a couple years now and I decided to like go vend that event.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like a vendor and was like buying and selling and trading like Pokemon cards. And I was talking with this guy who I think he had something, like he's wearing a hat or something I recognized. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I go to SEMA every year. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like we try to or whatever. And we've gone the last couple years past. But he was a pro trophy truck driver. And his truck's always at SEMA. But it's like one of the it's like an electric vehicle. And he's like, and it's the only one like that. So it's like if you see a bunch of trophy trucks ripping and then you see one that's just like dead silent. Seems a little weird. And he's like, that's me in my truck. He's like, I'm the only one out there in an electric trophy truck. And he's like, the amount of like just torque that thing has is pretty crazy. I was like,
that's cool.
Like, I will keep an eye out for that. So it's kind of cool. Just Fairbanks, Alaska at the Bentley Mall.
Yeah. That's rad.
Well, we're going to take a break and we'll continue this discussion afterwards.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money, that's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50/50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50/50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50/50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50/50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more, and even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50/50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50/50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure, why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50/50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
And we're back. Drive, KFAR Radio. I'm Brandon.
And this is Harley. Will, quick recap. We kind of talked about our team building experience, going to Airsoft Battlegrounds and blasting each other with Airsoft rifles. Let me tell you, that fully automatic pistol was insane.
Dang. Yeah, that's a good point.
So if you do go, 10 out of 10 recommend that. You do have to wear a backpack, but you're the coolest guy in the room if you're the only one with one, I think.
Well, we all, like, opted on the assault rifle, like, upgrade package, so that everybody got those. And, like, they're cool. But then someone just, like, grabbed the pistol, and it had a full auto switch and was just wild. And it had
tracer
rounds where you could see them, down downrange, like, see where they were going. And it was, like, I was like, man, we should have started with those.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's actually the cheaper route, too.
And then we also touched on SEMA, going to SEMA here in a few weeks. So be on the lookout. We'll probably do a, like, Vegas radio show, just kind of a recap of SEMA while it's happening.
Yeah, and the other week we talked about reaching out to us, whether it be, like a text message to the shop. We have a couple different platforms to reach out to us. An email to either Brandon at Glacier Garage or Harley at GlacierGarage.com. If you guys have any stories or are interested in being a guest on the show, reach out, or any topics you want to hear about. We're always entertaining that. I think it'd be a cool dynamic to bring to the show. So if you're listening and you want to get involved, go ahead and do so.
So back to SEMA real quick. So your third year going, it's going to be my second year. Do you have anything that you're just pumped to see that you want to see?
I don't really follow any of the, like, pre-SEMA press. So I don't know, like, I have no idea. Like, I know, like, YouTube will have, like, you know, all these channels of, like, oh, we're going to have, like, people have been following a build for a certain project or whatever. Yeah. And then, like, they'll see it at SEMA. I'm like, oh, my God, and just be, like, pumped. Like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Like, it's cool, but I don't have that, relationship with a lot of those, like, YouTubers. So I don't really know what's going, but I'm always down to just check it out.
Yeah. No, I think, like I said, I'm pumped for those, like, live shows, like the, what is it called? Horsepower Rodeo. Mm-hmm. And then, one thing we didn't really check out, and I think it's because it was on the far side and we just didn't ever get to that side, was the Optima Unleashed section, where it's like they do drifting and they got all kinds of other stuff going on.
So, well, they changed it and they just kind of like threw it in there. Like, it's changing every year. It's like the SEMA Fest was at the fairgrounds. It was off site. Well, now it's part of SEMA and it's like on the, in the convention center, like grounds. And that's where like the Optima, yeah, like drifting trophy truck stuff happens. And it's like we got there in time for the SEMA Fest, and then we see the venue where like all the carnage happened, and we're like,
yeah,
this is where they were going to do that. Like, we just missed it entirely.
Yeah.
It was already dark by the time we got there. So if we could maybe get a, what do you call it? Like a pamphlet that says when that stuff's going on, and just trying to catch it. But
yep. So no, I'm excited for all that stuff. I think another thing that'll be fun is, last year, we kind of just did the show and then came home. I think giving ourselves 2 days to explore is going to be cool, too, though. I really want to go to, like, Hoover Dam and just go see some stuff around Vegas. Like, being on the Strip is cool, but, like, we didn't do anything else. Mm-hmm. Like, we kind of just hung around. And then I'm a grandpa, and I live that way, and I went to bed every night at, like, 10.
So. Yeah, I've never left the Strip. I've been to Vegas, I don't know, 12 times, and I've never left the Strip.
Yeah.
So I'm that guy down there at 4 a.m. still on the slots or doing whatever.
Yeah. Like. So, no, I'll be excited to check out some different stuff and just go outside of, that area and just see what else is around there. It'd be pretty cool.
I know they do skydiving.
So I don't want to die.
All right.
But what I do think would be fun is to go check out some of these places where you can do, like, machine guns and stuff like that. I think that'd be fun. Go check that out. Go fire, like, some 50 cals, like, I don't know, just do some havoc in the middle of the desert.
With our rental Lambos in the background, and we can,
right,
flex, like, we got all this dough and we got fully auto rifles and Lambos.
Just that sounds like a fun time. I don't know. I don't know about the flexing part. I don't know if I feel the need to share that with everybody. But as far as like flexing, like look at us. But it definitely sounds. That sounds like a good time. I mean, if we can make renting an exotic car to go drive around for a day, I mean, that's probably the most I'm going to drive one of those cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I can experience that for 24 hours and go adventure, heck yeah, man, why not? You know, like I said, I'm not much of a gambler, and I would rather spend the money that I put into a slot machine last year into renting a car that I can experience for 24 hours and have that memory. Because
mm-hmm.
then it's like, it's a, I mean, don't get me wrong. I had fun playing slots with you guys last year. Like, that's a memory. But I don't know. Like, driving to the Hoover Dam in a Lambo sounds dope. Mm-hmm. I ain't never done that.
No, me neither.
I wanna. So I was like, man, why not? So, no, it'd be cool. Well, that's enough about SEMA. So, I don't know. Something, let's just circle back. So we're talking about the weather. So I don't know about you, but I think it's crazy that that some of these, like Toyota, it's one of the most popular vehicles. They stopped putting block heaters. You can't get block heaters for these new Toyotas. Have you noticed that or seen that? Am I tripping?
I mean, I've noticed the trend where they're going to stop, like they just stop putting spots for them, but I don't know. I've had vehicles that just have the pad heaters and the trickle charger, and they do just fine.
No, they do okay. I just think it's crazy that you would think over time things get better, mm-hmm. not like, hey, we're going to make it less possible for you to like ensure your vehicle's good in the cold. It just seems weird. It seems mm-hmm. like a weird transition. It's like, why make vehicles that can take block heaters all the way up till like 2023? And then they just stop making spots for block heaters. Like, it's all of a sudden warmer out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a omission of, like, responsibility. Like, I know you're saying so there's some article about fires or whatever, or, like, voiding warranties, or, like, yeah. they're just trying to, like, wash their hands of the whole block heater thing. And they just mm-hmm. quit, not only quit offering, like, dealership block heaters, like actual, like,
but they manufacturer,
they just stopped
making spots for them.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just been a weird thing because I feel like as long as we've been open, only 4 years, our fourth season doing winterizes, this has been the most struggle we've had finding block heaters for like current model cars. Like, they just stopped making them for them. It just seems weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, European models have always been that way. And maybe it's just, like, U.S. automakers just always looking up to those guys and trying to just do what they do. But, like, some vehicles come with spots to put them and some don't. And it's, like, the package works regardless. So I just, I mean, kind of never really looked too much into it. Like, if a brand new Ford just came out and didn't have a block heater location, like, we could still winterize it to make sure that thing starts 60 below.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, just being in the front staff, like having that conversation with people, it just seems strange because even clients are kind of taken off guard when it's like, so this option that we offer, it's just not available for your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems weird that they would do that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe we will, maybe we'll dive into that a little bit more in the next episode or something. I'll do some research and then have like some real answers for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, let me know what you come up with, because I mean, I think it's a weird thing that these manufacturers are doing. If there's more of a reasoning behind it, I mean, I'm definitely interested, all ears. So let me know what you find out. Yeah, we can definitely talk about it more in depth. That'll do it for The Drive on KFAR Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on KFAR Radio.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.